You're tuned in to 2SER Breakfast. It's time. It's 8:15 on a Thursday morning. Michael Jones joins us. Hey, Michael, how are you going?
Morning, Danny. How are you?
Good, mate. Been to see any movies this week?
Well, I have. I've been to see a documentary
today. That's a movie. This
will be probably on the ABC in a couple of months, but it's definitely worth a watch on the big screen because it's about a comedian and satirist that I liked a lot because he's since passed away. The film is called Not Only Fred Dagg, but also John Clark.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's written and directed by Lauren Clark. She's written a lot of kids' TV, including episodes of Bluey and Kangaroo Beach. She's directed a short called I Could Be Anybody, but she's not just anybody. She is one of famous New Zealand-born satirist John Clark's daughters. She's also written a book called Would That Be Funny? Growing Up with John Clark. So you'd assume she'd have a pretty good insight into what made John Clark tick and what made him into one of Australia and New Zealand's most well-loved, incisive and droll political satirists. And a loving family man.
Oh, nice.
Look, Lauren Clark deftly weaves together family home videos, much of it shot by John Clark himself, interviews she recorded with her father on cassette, archival footage from Australian and New Zealand TV, as well as interviews with friends and colleagues, none of whom ever seem to have a bad word to say about John Clark, to create, I guess, a joyful cinematic wake. The interview with Sam Neill is particularly touching, as you can tell that he's still deeply affected by Clark's death almost 8 years later. Lauren Clark also reveals that John had a very difficult childhood. His parents were in constant conflict. John grew up in post-war New Zealand. His mother had been engaged to two men who had actually been killed before she met John's father, who was gruff, uncommunicative, and probably suffering from PTSD. So not the happiest of childhoods for John Clark. From there, he was sent to Scots College, one of the most exclusive private schools in New Zealand, where conformity was the name of the game. And of course, this didn't appeal to John Clark's very anti-authoritarian streak, which resulted in a record number of canings and him ultimately being asked to leave. But somehow John Clark still made it to university via a shearing gang of all things. It was at university he found his love of writing and ultimately performing. You'd think John Clark would have been a brilliant student with all that obvious intelligence oozing out of him, but he actually failed everything.
Oh, really?
And there's even a scene in the film where we see John Clark actually had his academic record framed on the wall of him having failed everything. It's quite good. The documentary also reveals that John Clark was a huge fan of the absurdist humour of the Goons, of course, and the clever wordplay of Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, which became such a feature of his own comedy. Apparently, he could recite entire albums word for word.
Oh, my God.
Now, whilst Clark was a master of wordplay and political satire, he often found a lot of his humour in everyday absurdities. And it was this ability to throw that back at the audience, albeit with a twinkle in his eye, that made him so well loved. It was interesting to watch the Fred Dagg stuff from his time in New Zealand.
Yeah.
It didn't seem that funny to me, but I guess it shows how comedy is often of a time and a place. And sometimes there's just no going back. At one point, his Fred Dagg album was the greatest selling record in New Zealand history, which is, if you listen to some of the stuff on it, you just scratch your head and wonder why.
Yeah.
We also find out that Clark should have had a much bigger role in The Adventures of Barry McKenzie, which may have accelerated his rise to fame, but apparently he was too hungover and didn't show up for shooting that day. You know, he was a bit of a wild man in his younger days. You could do an entire documentary just on his work with Brian Dore and the games as well, but there is enough in this film just to give you a reminder of the man's brilliance, especially actor John Howard's apology to Aboriginal Australians. I don't know if you remember that part in the games.
I don't, but I'll be looking it up.
Yeah, look it up. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. Yes, it's actor John Howard's apology to Aboriginal Australians, and that is all written by John Clark. Look, one thing I never need to see again, though, is John Clark in a pair of white Speedos. That was some absolutely revolting footage.
Does it have that in the warnings at the start?
Probably should. Look, overall, this is a wonderful tribute to a brilliant comedian and satirist. Coming in at 103, not 100 minutes, John and Lauren Clark, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for your time, Michael Jones. This is 2SER Breakfast.